This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What you want here, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's been mostly Trump talk here tonight, what with the inauguration of the 45th president of the United States, and what I hope will be the very last president of the United States. Hopefully it'll all come to a close within the next 4 years. At the very least, New Hampshire will successfully secede, or California might go first. Who knows? It's going to be an interesting 4 years, no doubt about it. And Johnson, you've been kind of pleasantly surprised, is what I would describe you as.
I guess. I don't really know yet. Like, it's just sort of like each time, you know, he seems to be doing something. He said some really bad things, too. You know, he's like, you know,
sure,
up Guantanamo Bay. You know, he's...
Police state.
I mean, there's plenty of stuff that he's also... You know, the drug
wall.
War.
Yeah.
You know, just crazy things, too. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I hope, regardless of everything, that there's just an economic boom. That's what I hope for. You know, I hope that the economy of this country gets some repair because it's been hurting for a long time.
No doubt about it.
You know, so that's my biggest hope. I feel like a president can't really be all that effective in any other area. That you know, most of the social change that people attribute to Obama is, that's politician bandwagon jumping. It's because those things became populist issues. Like, it wasn't because it was driven by the government or Obama. You know, in
usually
order for
politicians
those things to go through, it's not the president that does that. It has to be all the politicians. It has to be Congress that
gets
those things to pass. So for those things to happen, it had to be popular amongst all of the people of the United States. So Obama didn't do squat.
You mean like
for that.
The gay rights?
Yeah, like gay rights or marijuana or any of the social issues. I mean, nonsense.
And he's doing all of it, as they say, lame duck presidency. And he's doing all kinds of last minute regulations. Somewhere I saw it's like thousands of pages of regulations were written up and like passed last night or something. Like,
wow.
Yeah, like trash.
To his credit, though, he did release some nonviolent prisoners from jail. So, and also commuted Chelsea Manning's sentence.
Yep, that's
so. It wasn't all bad, but it was.
He also wrote a letter to Congress saying, you know, we were supposed to close Gitmo, and this is despicable. You know, that it didn't get closed. There's still 40 prisoners.
Surprise.
There. Yeah, exactly. Well.
It's going to be a mixed bag, of course. But
maybe if he hadn't waited 8 years.
Well, his excuse was that he couldn't do it. His excuse was he couldn't do it alone.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So, toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us. We got more from the Washington Post. They've got a three-minute-long version. We're about halfway through it.
Fake news.
Just some clips.
Washington Compost.
From the Trump inaugural address. And then, Johnson, you had the full address pulled up. And so if there's more that you want to share from that, you're welcome to. But one of the things that sort of surprised you pleasantly, it seems, is that he seems to be doing what he said he was going to do.
Right.
Like signing executive orders. And I did pull up an article about those executive orders. One of our callers in the last hour did alert us to the fact that the news is out about what those were. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Eric is on the line in Delray Beach, listening on LRN.FM. Eric, you're on with Ian Vincent and Johnson on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
We're talking about Trump and populism and sort of the effects that it's having on our expectations as libertarians. And what I'm going to say, I want to preface, is that this is not a criticism of anybody, you know, any of you guys. I definitely appreciate idealism, and that's one thing that I see in the libertarian community with those that support or, you know, kind of want to give him a chance is Trump constantly is appealing to the idealism, which is, you know, libertarians are idealistic. I mean, we definitely want to have a vision of liberty and hope, where it's a hopeful ideology. But with this stuff with the military, especially, is very, very concerning. I just wrote down some notes, and it seems that there are some people in the libertarian community giving him a pass. past. And what I see, having researched him a lot, is that he's constantly bringing up his position on Syria as being indicative of his overall foreign policy and, you know, kind of...
And what is his position on Syria?
His position on Syria is to basically reverse course, kind of hands off, not establish the no-fly zone, which Secretary Clinton had hoped to do. He wants to end this boondoggle. I think it's in the billions now of support for supposedly moderate rebels. And I've seen numerous articles in antiwar.com, Justin Raimondo especially, kind of, you know, looking at that one side of his statements on Syria and then trying to kind of extrapolate that, well, he's going to be an anti-war president. And I think that ignores the evidence. If you look into the team he has surrounding him and advising him, all of whom are, you know, when you're dealing with the Middle East, especially, they're all extremely pro-Israel, which I'm not anti-Israel, but that's a big factor. Okay. And these men and Trump himself have repeatedly used hostile language in regards to Iran and Israel's stance on Iran has been what I would consider an aggressive foreign policy over the last 30 years. They repeatedly
called. So you're saying you don't buy what you're saying is you don't buy the belief that Trump is going to be a peace president.
I don't, and I think it's a calculated move, and it's sort of. Something that, you know, these populists tend to try to throw out a bunch of blanketed statements to try to kind of appeal to everyone. And I think he has made an attempt to appeal to libertarians, but the facts don't support it. And, you know, his statements remind me of Bush, of George W. Bush, who in 2000, you know, in the campaign, was against nation building.
That's right.
The U.S. military. You know, you guys know the story.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I have the exact same concern. You know,
mission accomplished.
I like the rhetoric, but only time is going to tell. And if he really is in favor of de-escalation and in favor of, you know, what he claimed that you know, America would. Oh, God, I forget the exact wording, but he essentially is suggesting that America would be less warmongering under a Trump presidency. You know, maybe he'll start pulling troops home, but if he's serious about that, he should start doing that right now. He could order the troops to come home right now, right? Now that he's president.
Yes, Ian, and if I could, that's the specific point. He can't do that and rectify the statements that he wants to rebuild America's depleted military. Okay.
Yeah, that's a ridiculous statement.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea that the U.S. military is depleted.
I'm a former Marine. Yeah, I'm a former Marine. I'm as anti-war as they get these days. But he wants to push towards a 500-ship Navy, expanding the Air Force and the Army. You know, and but at the same time, he'll throw out the F-35 and say, "Oh, we want to save money there and cost overruns on one specific project," which many libertarians hear and say, "Oh, he's addressing graft," you know, in the Pentagon. Project, but at the same time, he's going for a 500-ship Navy, and today specifically said that he wanted to wipe Islamic extremism from the face of the earth.
Yeah, now that is what concerned me when he was talking about the new era of peace for the United States, when at the same time, out of the other side of his mouth, he was saying, crush ISIS, and you don't really have it, you can't have it both ways. You can't be in favor of peace and at the same time wage a war against an enemy that, you know, is not wearing a uniform and is, you know, is again continuing on with this war on terror that the Bush administration brought us, that the Obama administration continued, and ultimately has been one of the main factors in the loss of liberty that we have seen here in the United States, what with the TSA, the Department of Homeland Security, Border Patrol, and so on and so forth. So I share your concerns, Eric. Thanks for your call here tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, the Supreme Court nomination also is still to come. Some libertarians are really hoping he nominates Judge Andrew Napolitano to that position. But again, you know, don't get your hopes up too much, because you'll end up being severely disappointed if he doesn't do what you want him to. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run, miss? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. We got time for you if you want to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Vincent.
And it's Johnson.
Hey, we've got Skype as well. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can do that by going to shop.freetalklive.com. Get our Amazon through the links you'll find there. Free Talk Live will get a cut of the purchase price. It's that simple. The same great Amazon experience you're used to. It's just that Amazon doesn't keep 100% of their revenues. They send some over to us when you go to shop.freetalklive.com. Now, normally, Sarah in Albuquerque is never on topic because, well, she doesn't really listen to the show. But tonight, she's on topic. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live, listening in Albuquerque. Well, actually, no, you're probably not. Go ahead.
Well, I'm on topic because I want to talk about Donald Trump.
That's right.
Yeah, I want to talk about Donald Trump because, if he becomes president, I mean, he is president.
He is. Yeah, no.
Yeah, so
well, here's how Bernie Sanders can still win.
Well, I kind of wonder if he... even is going to consider the traffic fatality problem. I wonder if it's a part of it.
Yes, oh, sorry, say that again.
Is he going to consider the traffic fatality problem?
Yes, 37,000 people killed in auto crashes.
37,000 people.
He talked about increasing infrastructure spending, so maybe maybe that'll address it.
We're going to have the best bridges, the best roads, the best traffic signals and signage
and
you've ever seen.
And you know how it'll be good? It'll be good because I'll name it. One day they'll name it after me, so it better be good. I can't do his accent.
I want to go in and write them letters and phone call. There's a Washington, D.C.
You should. I think you'll name you director of the Department of Transportation.
Well, yeah. I mean,
didn't Mitch McConnell's wife get that, actually?
No. But I wanted to say was, is it a partisan issue? Is this like something that, like, both of them, like Democrats and Republicans, they both agree on?
That there should be fewer traffic fatalities? I imagine you would get most politicians to agree on that. Yeah, sure.
Well, I want to know if it's a divisive issue. You know, I mean, they all agree on, like, abuse against women, child abuse, drug addiction. It's like everybody's the same. You know, I mean, they're both parties, but there's other stuff like health care and food stamps. They really, like, they're very polar. So I was wondering how come traffic fatality is never like any kind of issue?
Well, because you said, because the politicians agree on it, they're not going to make it into an issue. You know, issues tend to be things where people feel strongly on either side of something, and it's very unlikely you're going to find a politician who says, you know what, we ought to increase traffic fatalities. We need more people dying out there. I mean, it seems pretty obvious, doesn't it? I mean, look, the government sucks at everything that they do. But one thing that they do to some extent have to do is try to make sure that people don't die on the roads. Because if people die on the roads, like around here, that's why they salt the roads. They don't want people in New Hampshire careening off the roads and dying because then their tax base will dry up. So to some extent, the government does want to keep their taxpayers alive. I mean, they're not the best at doing road maintenance and road repair. I mean, certainly the marketplace would be better at it, but at the very least, they do the bare minimum that they can to try to make sure that people don't die in large numbers on the highways because it would be bad for their revenue.
But I want to get to the economic problem. Like I was going to relate the communist whatever.
Yeah, let's talk economics. Go ahead. What do you got?
Well, okay, so then the capitalists. So they could be the full Robert Barron capitalist that they were in 1930s now because they got Russia, the communist, out of the way. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean...
Johnson, you're the capitalist in the room.
Sure. So you've again confused capitalism and corporatism.
That's what they were in the 1920s. No.
That's what corporatists were and have always been, is people who are abusing the power of government in order to get benefits for their businesses. But again, I have the qualifier of laissez-faire capitalism versus corporatism. They're very, very different things.
You know what? I say that capitalism only works if there's a communist that put them in check, that keep us in line.
No. Capitalism works when there are not communists increasing the size of government and making the capitalists and the corporatists and the robber barons that you're talking about to abuse the power of government in order to get their way. See, because what the communists do is they make businessmen have to fight government and basically fight each other and fight other businesses and use the power of government in order to enact force and defend themselves from aggressive attacks of force that are lobbied at their businesses through the force of government.
Well, you know what they're doing? Pension is gone, 401k is drying up, and they're going to roll away Social Security. And then you're going to be so happy.
Oh, man, if they end Social Security, that'd be one of the best things that could ever happen.
I'd be pretty happy about it. That takes up so much out of my paycheck.
Hey, thanks for the call, Sarah. By the way, I'm sure there are actually people listening to what you had to say there, Johnson. They're just not Sarah.
Right, exactly.
So the people out there listening hopefully appreciated that.
I just want to know about traffic administration.
She just wants to say what she wants to say. So she doesn't want to actually have a conversation.
If
they roll back the Social... if it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Trump's not going to end Social Security. But because it would be very politically unpopular to do that. But if they actually did something like that, it would be, you want to talk about an economic boom? If Social Security were to end, that would give people an immediate 13.5% raise.
Right. I believe it's 15%.
15% raise on their paychecks, every paycheck, and that would be tremendous.
Right. Imagine if you save that if everybody was putting 15% in the bank.
Well, a lot of people won't save it because they have no savings ability and they're terrible with money. But regardless,
but Vince's budget would be amazing.
Vince, you were going to say something.
So I saw an article that said the average net worth of Americans is -$17,000.
Meaning they're in debt?
And so, Elaine Chao, she's Mitch McConnell's wife. She's the U.S. Secretary of Transportation nominee under Donald Trump. She also worked under the Bush administration, and actually worked for a while. Anyway, so Sarah, if you want to write to someone to complain, maybe her office would take your call.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We got Dick. He's in Wasilla, Alaska, listening online. Go ahead, Dick.
Yeah, I wanted to give you guys probably the final update for my traffic case that I've been telling you about.
And what was that? Give us a recap.
So a couple months ago, I got a ticket for driving without insurance, took it to court, and long story short, I was found guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And I filed a motion to do community service, which was the first time the judge had ever heard about that. Ban for a traffic fine with community service. So I had to write a motion, and I got a letter yesterday granting me a hearing for the motion, but the hearing is next Wednesday in the middle of the day, of course, when I'm working. So then I'm faced with the dilemma of I already have a boss who's mad because I've taken 2 days off work
for court
to fight a traffic ticket that he knows I didn't have insurance, so I have no standing in his mind. And giving him less than a week's notice is, you know, it's not kosher. So this is the point now where I just got to bite the bullet and pay it. But
can you file a motion to continue the hearing?
Yeah, but then he still has to ask for another day off if you're working every day during the week.
You can put it off until later.
Right. My only hope was that the motion got granted and they'd send me a letter saying, hey, got granted. But
It was a good try, Dick. Thanks for the update, man. If there's more you want to share, you can hang on. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial in toll free here. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian,
Vincent,
and Johnson.
Skype username is lrn.fm. We are on the line with Dick in Alaska, who was updating us on his traffic court situation where he'd actually tried, according to this judge, for the very first time ever, to request a community service sentence in lieu of paying a fine for a traffic ticket. And the judge actually claimed it was the first time ever that in his courtroom anyone had ever tried that, which to me was just bewildering, that had never happened before. And Dick, what your update was that the judge had, rather than denied your motion, or grant it, he gave you a hearing on the motion to allow you to come in and argue that, which, of course, as you pointed out, you are a working man. You have to work during the week. You've already taken 2 days off just to deal with the required court drama. And now this would be a third day, and your boss is getting pretty upset about it.
And an additional thing is, in the little paragraph that the judge wrote in his request for a hearing, he mainly specified that I could bring evidence showing that I couldn't afford to pay the ticket, which not being able to afford a ticket is a little bit, I mean, it's, okay. To me, I can't afford to throw, I can't light $500 on fire, so I can't
Right.
give it to the state either, because to me, there's no difference. But making that argument in court would be very difficult, considering I could, in fact, pay $500. So it's not like I don't have the money.
Yeah, no, I get where you're coming from. All right, so here's what This isn't legal advice. This is just my experience, having spent a lot of time in criminal court proceedings. What happens, well, first a question, what happens in Alaska? The judge says, what's the amount, by the way, 500? What was it?
Yeah.
Okay, so the judge says, you owe us $500 for this ticket. What happens if you don't pay?
So they will charge me interest and I believe a late payment fee, and then it will come out of my permanent fund dividend, which is paid out to every resident of Alaska
right.
in October. So it would cost me more money, and there's no way I could sit in jail or fight it any
other
way.
So they got you by the balls on this one.
Well, yes, and at the same time, it's, you know, at least that's the worst they can do. They could have locked me in a cage for it, so...
Sure, but basically they're holding over your head the cash that they would otherwise give to you and say, all right, well, you're not going to pay us. Well, then we're just going to take it out of the check. And that's that's a unique situation that nobody else has to deal with because Alaska, to my knowledge, is the only state of the 50 states that has basically a check that goes out to all of its residents. Whereas here in New Hampshire, you can actually go and sit off in jail any fine that is assessed against you. And recently... In the 2016 New Hampshire legislature, they actually passed a bill that tripled the amount of money per day that you can sit off. So back when Daryl went to jail for a couple of days for a traffic fine or whatever it was, I forget what it was, but he went to jail and sat off a fine, it was $50 a day. Now it's $150. So it's now three times more effective to go and actually sit it off in the jail cell. So the secret here...
Boy, my boss would love that.
Well, no, see, I mean, if you got a boss who is not friendly to liberty, then you pretty much need to bend over for the state. But if you have, you know, if you're self-employed, if you are retired or whatever, if you have the ability to have the freedom to go to jail, which is an ironic, a strange thing to say, if you have the freedom to go to jail, then this is what you can do. And I'm just throwing this out there for anybody listening as an option, because maybe there are other states that are like New Hampshire where you can sit it off. I don't know. What you have to do, because what the judge is doing in your case is saying, you got to prove you can't pay. If you can afford to pay this, well, I'm not going to let you do community service. And they'll try that crap here because they think that most people aren't willing to go to jail. But your trump card, if you will, is to say that, look here, judge, I'm willing to go to jail to sit this off, but I'm also willing to do community service. So which one's it going to be? If you do that, in New Hampshire at least, then the judge knows that, oh crap, you know, the fear of jail is not going to work against this person. The judge can't ask you to prove your income because he knows you're willing to just go to jail. I've seen this happen. I've done it in court.
Didn't you say Keene's jail is a lot nicer than most other jails?
We call it the Keene Spiritual Retreat.
So maybe, yes. I mean, you know, some from what I hear, you know, like some jails, I don't know how it is in Alaska, could be, you know, somewhat
could be very
dangerous,
uncomfortable.
So maybe, you know, it depends, I guess.
But this obviously wouldn't work in Alaska. I'm just giving an example of if the judge knows you're willing to go to the mat on this issue, if he knows you're willing to go sit in a jail cell, then he will not ask you for the financial affidavit. He will not ask you for financial proof. They will just go ahead and accept your offer of community service. And the reason why is because they don't want to see, in front of a courtroom full of people especially, they don't want to be seen sending somebody to jail over a traffic ticket. So they will take the community service in those circumstances, but you have to be willing to accept the chance that they won't and that the judge will just say, all right, fine, off to jail with you then. And you have to be willing to do that. Thanks for sharing, Dick. Anything else you want to throw out there? Go ahead.
Well, yes. About a week ago, you guys had a story about a gentleman in Virginia paying some DMV charges with pennies. So it kind of inspired me to really think about whether I would be morally okay with doing that, why it would be a good idea and why it would be a bad idea. I've kind of come to the conclusion that while I'm heavily, very entertained by that gentleman's actions, and I do find him a little funny, I don't think it's necessarily the libertarian thing to do in a strict sense. To basically what you're doing is you're burdening the state with they might have to pay someone overtime. They might not get some work done that they were supposed to get done. So the next year when they go ask for, they say, hey, we need a bigger budget to hire somebody else because we neglected to do this work because we were counting pennies. So,
well, I don't think it's I don't think it's in any way libertarian or unlibertarian. I mean, libertarianism just says there is a non-aggression principle and it should be followed. And paying a fine in pennies in no way violates that non-aggression principle. So, therefore, it is not non-libertarian or libertarian.
But you have the knowledge that your actions will cause possibly more theft or the state going into more debt, which is...
Well, if that's the case, if you want to come from that perspective, then you shouldn't have gone to court. Because then the argument is that, well, you're costing the prosecutor more time. The prosecutors can't spend their time on more important cases, and the courtroom is occupied while you are in there, and you shouldn't be burdening the system like that.
Well, my counter-argument for that would be my prosecutor was a police officer, so if the police officer is in the courtroom, then he cannot be committing a violence on someone else, so I could very well be preventing that.
A lot of times police officers get paid time and a half when they're in a courtroom. They get paid or double or whatever. They actually get paid more to show up to court. So I don't think that...
I say I have a legitimate reason to be in the courtroom there. I'm trying to achieve something, whereas with paying with pennies... What I'm achieving is just, I'm basically hurting somebody. I'm not forcing them to count the pennies, but I'm putting them in a situation where it burdens them. Whereas with the court, I am burdening them, but that is not my motivation.
Seems like splitting hairs.
I'd say it's hard. It's odd to say I agree with both of you guys, but so, you know, I've said on the air before I believe in a social contract theory, at least in the present. So I understand what you're saying that. I agree with you, but then I also don't think paying in pennies... I mean, it might make you a jerk to whoever has to go through it, but I don't think it's violating the NAP or it's unlibertarian. So, you know.
It's a valid form of protest, and if something is upsetting enough, then people should be able to go out and protest, and they shouldn't worry about whether or not some bureaucrat is going to have to spend more time on them because of that.
I mean, it's not going to physically hurt them either unless the pennies are stacked up so high it falls
on their
head.
But the problem with this is you've got such a high... amount that you have to pay, it'll be very burdensome on you to collect $500 worth of pennies. It's going to be a lot of weight.
Just melt of a copper and you get more money by selling the copper.
That's true. Hey, thanks, Dick, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk Trump or courts or whatever is on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next. 855-450-FREE. It is Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong. We all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces, bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans, ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie. .info. Let's fix it.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free even in these remaining moments. There's enough time for you. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
It's Vincent.
And it's Johnson.
And we're going to go right back into your calls and thoughts. I want to remind you about the Free Talk Live AMP program, however. It allows you to help us get more Free Talk Live out there to more radio stations all around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If that's worth $5 a month to you, then you'll also get some perks, like access to the AMP Only Facebook group, the AMP Only podcast, the AMP Only call-in lines, and more. You get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month, and you can pay with any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, supposedly. I don't think anyone's tried American Express yet, but if you have, and it did or didn't work, let me know. And also Bitcoin. So you can sign up with any of those methods over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's AMP, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. Get the perks and help Free Talk Live spread the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as possible and as quickly as we possibly can. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. Robert is in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Hey,
hi,
great.
Johnson.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Welcome, sir.
Ian, you mentioned a little while back about, you know, that it would be a good thing to end Social Security.
Yeah, I said it would be one of the greatest economic booms that this country had ever experienced, if it were to actually come to a close.
Right. And my question is, what about all the people that paid in?
It's a darn
shouldn't
good question.
They, shouldn't they be, I mean, I'm on Social Security disability not because I want to be, because of my disease that I have.
Yeah.
I mean, should I be cut from that, or I mean, I don't think so, because I paid in.
Yeah, I think that's a fair question. And I remember Harry Brown from the Libertarian Party's presidential campaign in the year 2000. I thought he had a cool idea for how to solve that problem. And his proposal was that they would abolish the IRS, take a wrecking ball to the IRS building, demolish the IRS building, and then sell off pieces of the IRS building and raise money to pay off the people.
He had a better idea than that. he had a much better idea than that. Better idea with that was to sell off all the land that the government
owns. Oh, yeah, there was that one, too.
And all the military bases that they have, the thousands and thousands of, you know, or whatever, hundreds
right,
of thousands
all the government assets.
All around the world.
I think.
And sell off those.
And use that money to shore up the fund that would be paying out people like you, Robert, while at the same time ending the Social Security program and no longer collecting from people's paychecks. Right. Because right now, as you know, the money that's going to you and the other recipients of Social Security are coming from young people who are working. It's not the money that you actually paid in.
And also they inflate the currency and, you know, just print money to give out. It's not
that's
like it's put
too.
Into a lockbox. I mean, I think the most pragmatic thing to do is just find a cutoff date, like people just entering the workforce, like people my age, and say, okay, you don't have to pay Social Security tax anymore. People who already paid into it will get their benefits, but just slowly phase it out, because I certainly don't want to have to, you know, spend that extra 15%, and I'm perfectly capable of funding my own retirement. I'm thinking of opening a CD account sometime soon.
CD? Yeah, you're probably better off with Bitcoin, but CDs are definitely a safer bet, you know. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Robert.
I think it is a good idea to end it, but I mean, the people that, you know, that have paid in, I mean, they should be compensated, and
I agree.
It should end, you know, so people don't have to, be on their backs anymore, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there, and also that includes, I think, the plan that you talked about, Johnson, of selling off all this military stuff and selling off, you know, all this government property would also likely fund veterans who are also receiving benefits. Because, again, these are people who were promised something by the government, and they have an expectation that they're going to receive that. Even though we've seen that the government constantly screws these people over in a variety of different ways, that would be a way to kind of make sure that they could continue receiving those payments. Robert, thanks for your call tonight, man. Appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico on Skype. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, two things. Excuse me. There's an answer to, or a potential answer for Dick to the question to solve his problem. But first of all, I want to say everybody can do what they want to do. As for me, I'm not going to be intimidated by lawyers and judges and bar associations and legislators and cops and whatever. And I'm not going to say the disclaimer, I'm not an attorney and this is not legal advice, because I don't believe I legally have to say that. I'm not making any money off of this. And I'm not in a pattern and practice of advertising to get clients to represent for free in court. And I think I have a perfectly valid right under all the appropriate law that I can share what I know with my friends without having to say I'm not a lawyer and I'm not giving legal advice. So all you lawyers, you know, come and sue me, send the cops to me, or go screw yourselves, because I'm going to say this, and you can call it legal advice if you want.
That's great.
What I would do, and what I have done, and what I do all the time, is I motion for telephonic appearance so that I don't have to go there in person. Most courts have been doing telephonic appearances for almost as long as people had their own private telephone.
That's interesting, because what you're referring to, for maybe listeners just tuning in, Dick in Alaska had called to talk about his traffic case, which he's giving up on because he'd already burned away two days worth of work. You know, when you go to court, you got to take the whole day off. You have no idea how long it's going to take in there. So he's burned up 2 days, and his boss is getting pissed. And so, you know, the judge scheduled a hearing for a third day on a motion to pay a fine with community service. And what you're saying here is do it telephonically, or at least ask to do it telephonically, because ultimately they don't need your body in the courtroom for a hearing on a motion, because you don't face potential jail in that case. Right, David?
Yeah, well, even if you did face potential jail, you know, if they trust you and you're just doing some innocuous hearing in the pendency of the case, you could even do that telephonically. But yeah, it works like clockwork. And for what he needs, you know, when you file a motion for a hearing, you know, telephonically or in person, usually the court document, the courts want to know how much time you're requesting. Do you want a 2-hour hearing or do you want a 5-minute hearing? And what he needs to do may take 5 minutes. And so, you know, he he files a motion with the court for requesting a hearing, and he specifies, I only need 5 minutes, and it's a request for telephonic hearing. And then the court grants it, and the hearing's set for 3 o'clock, and at 3 o'clock on the dot, your phone rings, and it's the judge, and he says, Mr. Olson, and I say yes, and we're on the record here in the courtroom, and blah, 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 and you do your business, and click, you're done, and it works like clockwork.
Great suggestion. I really appreciate your call tonight. Thank you, David. I'm sure that the gentleman, Dick, is still listening, so hopefully you heard that. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Donald Trump, a few more excerpts here from his inaugural address from the Washington Post.
We will follow two simple rules. Buy American and hire American.
Now, that's not a good idea, because if you can get a better price somewhere else, from somewhere else in the world, on an equivalent product, you should buy that.
Follow two simple rules.
It's total
buy
pandering.
American.
Well, one thing that, so my father, he did a lot of international business, and you know, through his career before he retired, and his at least his response to me, because I asked him about that, mm-hmm. was that the Chinese, they don't, you know, people say, oh, we want free trade. The Chinese don't have free trade, right? It's very difficult to market an American product in China. It's very hard for American products to get into China.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not free trade, just like, you know, I understand the danger of protectionism.
There are tariffs.
I know, I'm just...
It should be
free trade. I know the danger of tariffs and protectionism, but we also, in a way, have to, you know, not let China just boss us around. Like, we accept all their products, and then in exchange, you know, we can't sell any of our products in there. I think it would be great if the Chinese would, well, one, not use slave labor.
You don't have to worry about the, you know, trade imbalance stuff. Mm-hmm. There are people who want to buy American products at different parts in the world. If we have freedom to trade, then that's all that really matters. Ultimately, that's not going to happen during the Trump administration, so, you know, it's going to be protectionist time, and they're going to be, you know, probably bringing in new tariffs, which is bad news for the economy.
You merely adopted America. I was born in it, molded by it. We will reinforce old alliances and form new ones and unite the civilized world against radical Islamic terrorism, which we will eradicate completely from the face of the earth.
Nuke them for more minutes, the only way.
Great movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
I was being serious, too, but yeah.
The religious jihad is, you know,
the instrument of your liberation. ISIS. Just glass.
Yeah, that's a terrible idea, Vincent. I wish we had more time to talk about that.
I'm sorry for asking it.
Tonight, we don't. We'll see you tomorrow.
I was being sarcastic.
Online in the meantime.
Big red cross on the front of his crusader outfit.
At freetalklive.com. And you can get more Vincent on Off the Air Live tomorrow night. Offtheairlive.com. We'll see you tomorrow. Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.